The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
But we were talking about self-publishing as well, of course, with Jean. And another self-publisher, another person who's been fulfilling their dream of writing a book, is Orna O'Reilly. And Orna is in Italy, where she's now living. Orna, good morning to you.
Good morning, Maggie.
Now, as I've said already this week, I hate mentioning people's age on the radio and first thing, but I think we will mention your age because you're incredible, because you're 71, Orna, and you've
That's
recently
right.
ticked off something on your bucket list, which was publishing a novel. Congratulations.
That's right. Yes, I'm very pleased about it. It was a lot of hard work, and I didn't feel that writing a romantic novel was something a 71-year-old would be able to do, but I did, and it's been published. And I didn't self-publish it either. It was published by a UK company after many, many, many rejections.
Apologies for getting it wrong, but published by Pegasus, is it?
That's right, yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because Jean was mentioning there the rejection letters. How many rejection letters did you get before you finally got signed up?
Well, I kind of lost count around 35 or 40, to be honest with you. And then I thought, well, it's never going to happen. And then I was away visiting my daughter over Christmas, and I got an email from Pegasus, and I just couldn't believe it. I thought, no, it can't be right. There's a snag here. There's got to be something wrong, you know, because I decided that the book was going to be rubbish, really, you know. And they did publish it. They had great faith in it. And it's taken several months of over and back and editing and proofreading and the choosing of the cover and all that kind of thing. So it's been quite an experience.
What's the name of it? Give us the title.
It's The Blonde in the Gondola.
Fantastic. And you said it's romantic. What's it about? Oh, beautiful.
Well, it's set in Venice because I moved to Italy on my own in 2013. And I was living very close to Venice at the time. So I was over and back, and I had started a blog on Italy. So I met a lot of bloggers, and I got a lot of opportunity, freebies and that, to go on all these tours. I got to know Venice very well, and then I had wanted to write a book, so I decided, well, let me write it in Venice, someplace that I've come to know very well. And my heroine is an Irish interior designer, which was my previous career. And I thought, well, start off with what you know, and that's how it developed. So the story just kind of wrote itself, really.
Were you interested in writing before, you know, in your previous career?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, I've always written. I lived in South Africa a while. I used to write a newspaper column there. And then when I came back to Ireland, I wrote for a glossy interior design magazine in the west of Ireland for 13 years. And then I moved over here and I started the blog. It's just something I've always written a lot. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been writing constantly.
And so the move to Italy, why Italy? And why did you decide to leave Ireland?
Well, a few reasons. You know, I've been on my own for years. I have four kids, but apart from that, my late husband died many, many years ago, and I ran my interior design business, and I lived quite a workaholic type of life for many, many years. And I used to go then with my parents, who were elderly. They're now passed. I used to go to Italy with them every year for a few weeks to spend time with them. And I just developed a great love of Italy, and the climate is so wonderful, and it's just a wonderful place to be. So,
do you speak Italian?
I moved over in 2000. Well, now I do a fair bit, but I mean, I'm not great. Not great at it at all. But it's actually, the grammar is terribly difficult. I really struggle with it. I think maybe I've passed the stage of being able to really learn a language fluently, but I can certainly manage without any difficulty. I'll always find the words of the sentence and that. So, it's a challenge.
And you mentioned there, of course, that it's a romantic book that you've written and has been published.
Yes.
And of course, Italy is quite a romantic place, and
you actually
ended up finding a bit of romance yourself, Orna, when you moved over there.
Well, I did. It was quite extraordinary. It's a kind of a long story, but I ended up visiting a Palladian villa called Villa Poiana near Vicenza. I was living in near Padova, just south of Padova at the time, and I met a journalist, a retired journalist, the same vintage as myself, and And really, that was in December 2013. And we got married in July 16.
Fantastic.
And we moved down here to the south of Italy, to Puglia, in October 16. And absolutely love it here.
And what did your kids think when you met somebody? So first of all, you move over to Italy and then you hook up and you get married.
Well, I think by that stage, they were kind of resigned to whatever drama was going to happen. Mum was going to be involved in it, you know. They're still looking at me a bit differently than they used to look at me, to be honest with you. But they're very pleased and they're very fond of Tom, and it's all worked out very well. And he has two daughters as well and grandchildren. And it's really nice because we have a nice big family now, which is wonderful.
And they have beautiful then to go and visit you. Whereabouts in Italy are you living now then, Orna?
Well, right down on the Stiletto Heel of Italy, the pointy bit at the back, where Puglia is. And we're down in Trullo country, the Trullo being the little round house with a cone roof that sticks up out of the olive groves. We're in olive tree country, 70 million olive trees here in Puglia. And it's just the most extraordinarily beautiful part of the world. It really is absolutely beautiful. We're near the coast. We're two seas, the Ionian and the Adriatic, one on either side of us. We're up on a height between the two, and it's quite magnificent.
It sounds
really beautiful climate too.
You're painting a beautiful picture, Orna. It sounds like absolute heaven, and I'm sure that the families love coming to visit you there. And Orna, listen, it's been fantastic speaking to you this morning. Thanks for chatting to us all the way from Italy. That's Orna O'Reilly, who's just had her first book published, and it is called The Blonde in the Gondola, and a little bit of romance in Italy, why not?